Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Web Show, and now here's the guy who in 2008 voted for Hillary Clinton, Rob Cesternino. Hello everybody, welcome back to another edition of Rob Has a Web Show. Good morning everyone, good morning Nicole.
Good morning.
A little toothpaste. Let me fix this, you have toothpaste.
No! Stop!
You got Nicole! Okay, you're gonna be embarrassed when people watch this.
How do you like it?
Good morning, everybody. We are back from the reality rally. We are ready to go, getting ready for another week of Survivor. Do I have toothpaste? Are you giving me a hint, or are you taking care of it? we are back. Very happy to be back here with you guys live via Spreecast here for another edition of Rob Has a Web Show, talking about everything that happened in the week on reality TV. We're going to get into some amazing race today, talk about what happened. And finally, Nary and Jamie are eliminated. It took 2 weeks. They were
finally.
Like Jason, like you couldn't get the cut off my show. And they just kept, no, hanging on. Fine, no.
They wouldn't drop.
Go away. I'm sure they're very nice teachers or FBI agents. Yeah, actually,
whatever they are.
Yeah, whatever federal agents. You don't want to make fun of federal agents too much. I've learned. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
They'll shut down the podcast.
Not one of the better ideas I've ever had.
And it would be flawed.
Yeah, flawed idea. So we will talk about everything Amazing Race, get into some Celebrity Apprentice. I don't know if there's too much Celebrity Apprentice we didn't cover from the other night.
We already discussed
Celebrity Apprentice is probably pretty cut and dry. And then we'll preview some of tonight's Survivor and go through a few things along the way. But Nicole, I know, are you hungover this morning?
I am not hungover.
Nicole was out. I am tired too, because Nicole kept me up late last night, and not in a good way. It kept me up late.
Way past his bedtime.
Yeah, waiting for Nicole to come home.
Yeah.
What were you doing last night?
Party hopping.
Yeah, party hopping. Going all over Hollywood, going to different parties while I was home alone.
I went to a gay bar.
Yes. Well, what were you doing?
Well, I had two birthday parties.
Yeah.
I had a 40th birthday party.
Yeah.
And then I had a 22-year-old birthday party.
Okay.
One was too old, one was too young.
You're like the Goldilocks of birthday parties.
I don't know where I fit in.
Yeah. Well, maybe maybe one of the listeners has a birthday party they could invite you to.
Yes, but let me tell you, those 40-year-olds drank more than the 22-year-olds.
Yeah, which was more fun, the 40-year-old birthday party at Geisha House or the 20-year-old birthday party at the Abbey?
Well, I did cut up a rug at the Abbey.
Yes. Now, you say that the Abbey is not a gay bar.
It's a gay bar, but it's not strictly for gay
No,
men.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thomas Benko. Rob, can you tell Nicole how great she looks today? Well, you just did. I know, I understand it's not like segregationist where they're like, you have to show your gay card or you can't get in. I understand that straight people can go there.
Yeah. Although I thought it was really fun. It reminded me back of my club days when I used to push the dancers off the stage and start dancing.
Yeah.
Almost did it that last.
But you were trying to tell me that that's not a gay bar.
I was trying to get you to go.
Oh, you were trying to trick me. Not so fast. Okay. We're going to start getting into everything. I want to pass along. This is a message I got on Facebook from Lee Witten. I want to get to this before I forget. You know, we're going to get serious for a minute. Serious face. Lee Witten said this is one of our listeners. He asked me to pass this along. He says that his town, Woodward, Oklahoma, was hit hard by a tornado the other night, and 6 people actually died.
Oh, no.
There were 90 homes and 15 businesses destroyed. It's going to be an uphill battle to rebuild everything. On the next podcast, could you please give a shout-out and ask everyone to donate $10 by texting Red Cross to 90999? That would mean a lot. So, if you want
to...
If you want to donate to the tornado that struck, to the recovery from the tornado.
That's, you want to give money to the tornado.
Red Cross, text Red Cross to 90999.
We'll get right on that.
We try to help out when we can here.
Yeah.
You know, we're not solely for nonsense.
Right.
Yeah.
Mostly for nonsense.
Although back to the nonsense, I do want to point out, we're going to do one more eBay auction before the end of the season for 2 weeks of premium, very premium sponsorship on Robin the Web Show. Now, why are you smiling like this?
Because I
want to
buy it.
You want to buy it? No, that is not a good idea.
Yes, it is.
No, stop. And you look like Gilly right now. Yes, it is. So 2 weeks of premium sponsorship for the final 2 weeks of the Survivor season. Alex Castex Porter.
This is our hot season.
Yeah, he bought it the last time at a two-week run. We'll talk about it on this show, on the main podcast, and on the Survivor post-finale podcast.
That's a big podcast.
Which the Monday after Survivor has always been our biggest, has always been a record-breaking day for us so far. For every season we've been doing the show, we've always had our biggest numbers the day after Survivor finale.
Yeah, so you want to get on top of this.
If you want to be a part of that. Easy. And also, we have to figure out what are we going to do for the post Survivor finale. And I'm asking you out loud, and also asking you guys while we're here: would you prefer a show that was Sunday night? Or
after
Monday,
the finale?
Yes. Should we go on live right after the East Coast on Sunday night? Or should we do a show on Monday?
Is there a party in L.A.?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. There probably is. We're just not invited.
I don't think that there's... You know, the East...
Everyone's saying Monday.
People saying Monday.
Oh, it's pretty
Monday,
unanimous.
Sunday. No, I see a lot of Sundays. I think the move is
Monday.
Sunday. Because...
Saturday,
yeah. I think the move is Sunday... Because then we're on right after the finale. We go from tweeting, like, okay, come in right after the reunion show. I know we can't get the West Coast people there unless they're having to be watching an East Coast feed. And we may or may not be able to, give some West Coast, some of our West Coast listeners, maybe we can figure out, get them in on the conference call where I, get a play-by-play of everything happening on the show.
Well, yeah, the last time the play-by-play was shut down. Do you remember that?
During the finale?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it got shut down. But we found another.
We
found another phone.
Another friend on the East Coast to tell us everything that was happening as it was happening.
And I just fear that that's going to happen.
It's a concern. It's a concern, no doubt. So we'll see. The problem is that on Monday morning we're going to do the exit interviews. So when it's like we're starting to get phone calls from at 8 a.m. from CBS with the exit interviews. I think that's going to be an issue to time the show.
Right.
And also, like, the schedule for those is kind of weird. Like, the one we did for the last finale on South Pacific.
It was kind of dispersed throughout the day.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're going to talk to so-and-so at 11:30, and then so-and-so at 1:15, so-and-so at 2.
Right.
So I that's why I think Sunday night's the way to go. Okay. So we'll see. So, if everybody hates Sunday night... We won't do it Sunday night, but that's where I think we're going to end up landing.
Okay.
May 13th, which I is that the Sunday night? Is that the actual date?
I'm not working.
Okay. I also got to last night. I checked out finally. I got this last week during the show. This is my screener of the new Russell Hance TV show, Flipped Off, or as I like to call it, Russell Hance Flips Out. So I don't want the
it's flipping out.
Oh no, the DVD
flawed.
The DVD is flawed. It's falling out of the packaging, and then it looks good, right? Here's the actual DVD they sent. That's Russell Hance and Sean Hance,
mm-hmm.
And then
it's pretty big time. We get a screener.
I still want the woman from A&E's person. I don't want to transmit that out. Not that you could probably make it out on the webcam. I watched the Russell Hance show last night. I'm going to do a podcast with Russell talking about the new show. I think it's pretty good.
I can't wait to see it.
I don't want to get too much into it. We're going to talk about it all with Russell. But a lot of interesting stuff about Russell's personal life in here. Not that interesting. Don't get carried away, Nicole. And then also a lot of stuff... with a lot of insight into the Sean Hance, Russell Hance relationship.
The dynamic.
And I think Sean Hance is going to be the breakout star from this. And yes.
Papa Hance.
Yes. And you definitely understand how Brandon Hance is Sean Hance's son. Okay.
It becomes a little more clear.
Ron Chan wants to know, how much is Russell paying you to promote his show with the new Deb Eaton icon? Russell is not paying me anything to promote the show.
We report the news. This is news.
Yeah, this is news. And Yule didn't pay me anything to promote his show. And the Bikini Barbershop people didn't pay us anything to promote their show.
They didn't, but it was worth it, whatever it was.
We are just the place that the reality stars come to promote their TV projects. We're like the Jay Leno show of reality, I guess so. And I think Yule's show is doing great. Eric Nelson says, would you ever consider going to on The Amazing Race, Rob, after the reality rally?
Oh, yeah, tell them how the reality rally was.
Well, the reality rally did not go too great. We had a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
But yeah, I drove down to Temecula Saturday morning. I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, drove down there, and we got a bunch of interviews. Been posting them online. I posted. I actually got to sit down and interview Brendan and Rachel on Saturday morning. And it was a great meeting of the mind. Brendan and Rachel were in great spirits. We had a lot of fun.
It was a great interview.
I'm happy to say everything is great with Brendan and Rachel.
Mm-hmm. You guys are besties now.
We're BFFs now. So we had a great interview.
Rachel is now following Roberto on Twitter.
Yes, it's all happening, besties. Everybody. And so we did a great interview with Brendan and Rachel. Mm-hmm. That video is now up on Rob Has a Website, which you can watch it.
With a special guest.
Yes, and then also I posted the video this morning of my interview with Richard Hatch. The whole audio of all those interviews are up, and I'm posting the video piece by piece.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work.
We like to cheat.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So you could check out our interviews with Brendan and Rachel. So everything started off good. And then I was there with Team Interninos, which was Jessica Frey and Eric Nelson and Kurt Clark. And we had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know. I think maybe...
you guys picked the wrong Sesternino.
I think maybe the race might be flawed.
And it would be flawed.
Yeah, so...
I've heard that.
Yeah. I think there might be... The race might be flawed. That's because that's the only way I can explain our finish in the reality rally.
Yeah.
Maybe we need Nicole. Yeah, Kurt Clark says, hashtag last Tam standing. Yes.
Last Tam standing.
Team standing.
You said Tam.
I said, maybe I didn't, Nicole. Whatever happened to the rule of improv? And yes, and.
You're supposed to say, yes, I did say that.
Yes, you go with it.
Yes.
Last team,
you did.
Last team standing. Yeah, F the E, right? Useless?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rob, Kurt, Eric and Jessica, you were the last team to arrive. But it was not elimination. This is a reality rally. Okay?
Next year, they should have elimination.
They should eliminate.
Yeah.
You have to go home right after that. Yeah. So we did have a lot of fun at the reality rally. And I'll talk more about that. I'll ask a question about that now if you want to talk about it. Yeah. And then we're going to give a little update tomorrow during the Survivor podcast. Brendan Knoll says, America should have a percentage of the reality rally. America should have a percentage of the reality rally. Well, it goes to a good cause. It's not for America.
Uh-huh.
It's for Michelle's place.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe I'm not sure what Brendan is trying to say that he wants that
America should vote.
America should vote. Oh, maybe that's. I think he says America
maybe
should
America
get
needs to vote.
America should get some of the money from reality
America
rally.
America gets all the money.
Well, that might be a good way to save the economy. Okay. So, without further ado, I see we got some video callers. Maybe you want to take Leonardo, see if he's ready to go.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's try this. Let's try this with Leonardo and see if he's ready to go, and then we'll talk about some amazing race. Leonardo, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I'm hearing myself also.
Leonardo.
He's trying.
Yeah.
Can you hear now?
Let's see. I hear you.
I hear you.
All right. Sorry. Leonardo, I got it. Send us your question in text, and we'll answer it.
I don't like when you cut them off.
But
like
Nicole,
that.
What? That,
I know, but you just hurt his feelings.
I didn't hurt his feelings. But we gotta, you know, we can't be hearing ourselves back and forth.
I don't mind listening to myself.
You want to hear me twice?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Okay, let's talk about... Yeah, we've had this problem before.
I know,
with
and
Leonardo.
I feel bad every time.
I don't know. I don't know what to do, Nicole.
Be nicer,
How could I be nicer?
You
can
say it with a nice voice. You have a very mean voice.
No. Okay. So, what are you going to do, Nicole? All right, so the Amazing Race this week. I thought it was, not the most exciting episode of the Amazing Race.
I was so excited.
Like, double U-turn, it's happening. Double U-turn means...
The game is afoot.
The game is afoot, everybody. But it didn't turn out to be that exciting.
No, it's anticlimactic.
Actually, the biggest drama that came out of the double U-turn was Art and JJ being pissed that Dave and Rachel went back on their word.
I think they drank a double dose of Haterade.
Art and JJ are all worked up.
Yeah.
Which one is the one? I said it was one of them. There's like an old one and a young one.
Yeah, they're all the
same. Art and JJ.
Yeah.
And I think it was JJ, I think, is the one that gets pissed. JJ looks like Roger Clemens to me, and he gets mad like Roger Clemens. Bunny Lebowski says, could Art and JJ be bigger crybabies than Brenchel?
They're bigger whiners.
Do you think that they're a shoe-in for the win? I don't know if they're both crybabies, Art and JJ.
They're definitely
both
crybabies.
I think that maybe JJ is just... I think maybe Art is getting a bad rap.
Yeah. Guilty by association.
But JJ just said it like 100 times. Like, I know that Dave and Rachel...
We kept our word.
We kept our word. So, Dave and Rachel had to have... You know, we must be in first place.
Yeah. Sorry, you're not.
No, you're not. You know, I don't think I would U-turn anybody if I was on The Amazing Race.
Karma comes back at you.
Karma comes back at you. And I think what Mark and Bopper do so well on The Amazing Race is that they just... Nobody's pissed off at them.
They're Switzerland.
Nobody's trying to screw them over.
Yeah.
So I think that Mark and... Like, the social game, I think, is underrated on The Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. Like, go on The Amazing Race... Make everybody else like you, and then when you're stuck, like people say, "Oh yeah, go this way. That's the way
right.
to go." They don't tell you like the wrong thing to do,
or stop following me.
Yeah, that was my idea on the reality rally, and it didn't work out that way.
No one liked you.
Nobody liked me. That's unfortunate.
Mm. What do you? Who won?
Mark of Mark and Bopper won the reality rally.
Could this be a repeat win?
Could this be a sign? But he was Bopperless at the reality rally.
Bopper is slowing down, maybe.
Yeah. Bopper couldn't be there.
Which one?
Stop. Stop. You know.
I don't.
Stop. Stop it. Okay?
I know they look very different. I just can't tell. I just don't remember their names.
Well, Mark was the one that was at the reality rally, and he won.
Okay, but I wasn't there.
And Bopper is the one. And what's going on with Bopper's leg? That Bopper is like, I don't know. I'm getting worried that they're going to have to put him down or take him out of his misery. Because, I don't know, Mark, he was moving around left and right at the reality rally. But Bopper is like a... I don't know what's going on with my leg, but I'll cut it off if I have to. I've got two. That's why God gave me two, folks. I can lose one on this race. I don't care.
Oh,
Mark's
dear.
Like, I don't know. Just cut it off. I thought Mark was a little hungover on Saturday morning when I talked to him. I thought he was a little hungover from Friday night. I said, Mark, you're not going to barf on me, are you?
Where was the party Friday night? Or Friday
I don't know. Friday night, I wasn't there. So I don't know what they did on Friday night. And then, but I said, oh, Mark's all hungover. He's not going to do good at this race. What do I know? And then I thought I was going to do good on this race. And it was like, couldn't be more wrong.
Maybe being hungover is like the winning combination.
Well, I think that Mark is used to puking. I think that, so... get a few drinks in him and he's going to puke. Dawn's Brett says, did you end up pulling a Misa and Maya during the reality rally? Well, what is that supposed to mean? Watch it, Dawn's Brett.
Yeah, watch
it. I don't need any more help getting in trouble.
Does it good on its own.
I do all right on my own. I think actually, Misa and Maya actually did beat us in the reality rally.
Well, yes, because you came in last. Everybody beat yes. you.
Except for the teams that got disqualified.
Who got disqualified?
I don't know who got disqualified during the reality rally. You know, I think that Elvis Strange, I think, was disqualified.
Oh, why? He's so nice. How could he disqualify?
And then also, I think It was like an all reality star team, I think, that also got disqualified.
For being all reality star?
No, I think they were, I don't know, they skipped stamps. I don't know, VH1 stars were disqualified.
Well, they should be.
So, we'll see. Your favorite person from Love in the Wild was disqualified. Oh, good. Oh, there was a guy from Love in the Wild that was such a douche.
Which one?
Skip, I think was his name. Really, really douchey.
Yeah, with a name like Skip.
Yeah, with a name like Skip, you gotta be douchey. But, I'm worried about Bopper's leg.
We'll keep an eye on it.
It's bad! And Mark was, like, cracking the whip, like, run, Bopper, run! He's like, I can't!
But they were safe. They didn't get eliminated.
Yeah, I know, but now it looks like next week Bopper is going to have a meltdown in Bollywood.
Ooh, like, fantastic.
Why is that fantastic?
It's going to be great to watch.
He's like crying. No, it's not going to be great to watch. No. Why do you hate Mark and Bopper?
I like to see people cry.
Well, you know, I'm torn now because I don't know if I want Mark and Bopper to win. They were my favorites at the beginning of the season, or Brendan and Rachel. My new friends.
See how he's turned, guys?
See?
Mm-hmm.
Now I think I might have to go join the Brenchel Army. Is that what it is?
Are you going to lead the Brenchel Army?
I think so. I think I'm on board.
Oh, dear.
Matteo von Podfeld, after meeting them at the reality rally, is your bitter feud with Brenchel officially over? It's all good. It's all good, baby.
He's back, so, bitches.
We're back, bitches. Brendan and Rachel were a lot of fun, and actually
they seemed really nice.
They were in very good. I have to say, last year they did not seem like they were enjoying themselves.
They were a bit cranky last year.
They seemed a little bit insecure about their place in the reality world. Maybe I don't know. They just seemed like they really only intermingled with the Big Brother people.
Yeah.
There wasn't.
But now they've expanded. They're on a different
show. They've expanded. I think they're feeling good about their places in the reality world. And they were a lot of fun.
Well, they have a lot more money now. They both won.
Oh, money bought happiness. Yes. Is that what it was?
Yes.
When they were just struggling, Big Brother contestants
struggling to find.
Have to say, I was really impressed with meeting Brendan and Rachel over the weekend. They really. Yeah, I didn't see any unhappy faces on either of them.
No crying.
I didn't see any crying.
Were they partners in the...
No, they weren't. They were on different teams, and Rachel was helping us at one point.
Oh, really?
Yes. Jessica Frey wanted to make an alliance with her. And she was telling us which way to go. We were like Bopper and Mark.
So who came in, who did better, Brendan or Rachel?
What do you think?
Rachel.
Yes, Rachel's team beat Brendan's team.
I think Rachel is the brains of the operation. Sorry, Mr. PhD.
I think so. George Crummer wants to know, was Brendan's good mood a hint of things to come on the Amazing Race? Well, I mean, they're in the final five.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it just me, or is it very easy to predict who's going to go home every week on the Amazing Race? I feel like every week before I watch the show, I even say, okay, this week, this person's going home. Mm-hmm. This week, and sometimes they're not even in last place from the week before. Kurt says, it's easy. I'm not sure who's going home next week. I'm pretty sure it's Vanessa and Ralph, though.
Oh, I hope not.
It just seems like it's very easy to predict. Like, I feel like the last 6 weeks, I before I even turned the show on, like, oh, okay, yeah, these is, purple stoners are going home. Like, okay, this is the week that, these other two that I don't like are going home.
So who are you calling it for next week?
I think it's Vanessa and Ralph.
Oh, you just said that, yeah.
Vanessa and Ralph are going. And then I think it's going to get, a little
tricky.
Tougher, a little tricky.
Tricky.
Because we'll see. We'll see.
So what do you think about your
But
your
lock it in. The final four is Art and JJ, Dave and Rachel, Brendan and Rachel, and Mark and Bopper. It in. Lock that down. Where's the bell?
Do you think that Brendan and Rachel were in such high spirits because they're new millionaires?
Well, again, they get $500,000 each. They don't get, million.
They share it. Well.
Well, I guess so. Or unless they're like us and they have separate bank accounts. But that's probably.
That's another story.
Not the time or place for this.
Slam, pow, boom.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what's going on with Brendan and Rachel in good spirits. And Rachel has a new business she told me about.
Yes.
You could go on adventure vacations with your pet. Sometimes it's boring for pets. The pets hate boring vacations. They want to do something fun.
Reyes hates vacations.
Rachel's an entrepreneur. Maybe after going on the safari and going on those adventures and seeing how much fun the animals were having on the Amazing Race.
I want to go on a safari.
You want to go on a safari or you want to go on a pet adventure?
All of the above. Maybe the pet adventure is the safari.
Maybe me and you should take Reyes on one of... We should call Rachel and see if we can go on a pet adventure.
I would love to. I want to pet the monkey.
Yeah, I don't know if Reyes would want to go on it. Like, if we tell Reyes we're going to jump out of a plane. Yeah. She did. One time we tried to get Reyes to go in the pool.
She did not like that.
She didn't really like that either.
She's kind of a diva. She's like, oh, my paw is wet.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not good. I wonder who she gets that from. So Art and JJ are very upset with Dave and Rachel, and I wonder if this is going to explode.
I bet it will, knowing those two.
Yeah, or at least knowing JJ.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a big age difference between Art and JJ. Like, you can't really tell because they both wear mandanas. But it seems like Art is old. Art's kind of an old guy name, too. You don't see a lot of young Arts.
What about Artie?
Yeah. I mean, Artie, I don't know. It's kind of an old guy name. Brendan wants to know, why is the race so personal this season? Everyone, especially Art and JJ, always talks about never wanting to talk to any of the other people after the race. Yeah. I don't know. Brendan and Rachel do...
He's a cranky pan.
They do tend to, up the stakes. Whatever they're in, they sort of like ratchet up not at the reality rally, but whatever show they're on, it does seem to, get more personal.
They're very polarizing.
They are very polarizing. But really, it's just with Art and JJ and Vanessa and Rachel.
Yeah.
It seems like that's really like the teams that hate each other. Now, I don't know why Art and JJ, Vanessa and Rachel didn't make an alliance.
They should.
They really, Art and JJ and Vanessa and Ralph, have had...
But Art and JJ don't want anything to do with anybody.
Well, they wanted...
Except that other team that backs
Dave
them.
And Rachel.
But
yeah.
Not anymore.
But not anymore. We're on our own now.
Yeah, they're going to be really bitter after this.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, we're in this race for ourselves. Coach Stealth Sex says Nicole seems confused. What else is new?
What?
Yeah, right? What else is new? So, we're going to see what's going to go on. But right now, Mark and Bopper are in pole position. And I'd be feeling good about Mark and Bopper, except for that it looks like on the commercial next week they're having a breakdown. Now, is it true on the Amazing Race previews, much like on the Survivor previews, if they show somebody is like having a breakdown and it looks like they're definitely going to go home, they aren't actually going home? Should I take some solace in the preview that it looks like they're going to do bad, so I should know that it means they're not going to
do bad? I think
yes,
so.
Yes. JJ is the big douche. Yeah. So
we have someone in the chat room named Poopy Pan.
Okay. Oh, no. Yeah. Is it dirt? Is it dirt? So I think we should know that, if anything, like without even watching The Amazing Race next week, we know that Mark and Bopper are going to come in fourth,
uh-huh.
And that Vanessa and Ralph will come in fifth.
Yeah.
Easy as that.
We'll see.
That's pretty easy. Okay. George Crummer wants to know, if Mark and Bopper only get that one first place finish, how do they handle the Hawaii trip for two? Now, they don't each get a Hawaii trip?
Well, don't they just go together?
Yeah. Either they go together or they... I think they each get a trip. Is that what it goes?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Or they go with you. Me and Bopper, we're going to get laid.
Only if we're laid.
You know... I did talk to Mark at the on Saturday morning. I have a little bit of a mea culpa here, a little bit of an embarrassing story.
Uh-oh, yes.
Okay? I did interview Mark on Saturday.
You're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it.
And I was working with some new audio equipment that I purchased for the reality rally.
And someone didn't read the instructions.
I did read the... Okay, you should talk about it. You've never read the instructions for anything in your life.
And I've survived since.
In your life! I may have forgotten to record the interview I did with Mark.
Well,
I have nothing left to say.
Yeah. So I did talk to Mark, and the band...
Was it at least a good conversation?
I think it was pretty good. It was pretty good. He's a little subdued. Again, I thought he was hungover. Yes. There are pictures. I actually have the video of my interview with Mark.
Okay.
But the only bad thing I could say about the Reality Rally is, for whatever reason, they had like a DJ spinning tracks. I don't know. Is that the right thing to say?
Oh, this is new.
They had like a DJ like blasting music so loud right where we were set up to do the interviews.
Was it a reality star?
No, DJ? I don't think so. So the sound was like, so the sound from my, like, I had a microphone on the table, but the camera microphone, you really can't hear anything. So I have the video. I screwed up on recording the audio for my interview with Mark. But basically, the last half of it was, how do I keep in touch with you guys after the Amazing Race is over? Because I'm very worried about you guys getting kicked off the race, and then I'm never going to hear from you both again. And I need to hear from Mark and Bopper on the regular.
Okay.
So I have no doubt that we'll be able to track them down. And this isn't like one of these things like where I said with Boston Rob after Redemption Island, where then I really wasn't able to track him down. but I have no doubt we'll be able to track down Mark and Bob.
Okay.
And I did ask Mark about what he was thinking when he broke the bro code and narked on Bopper to Jamie about Bopper's secret crush.
Oh, and what did he say?
That Bopper was not happy about that.
We know.
Yeah. So he was not happy.
Did you tell him bros before hoes?
I think that Bopper even said, "Hey, you broke the bro code."
He was trying to get him a little tail.
A little tail? Who are you?
That's how the kids talk. I found out yesterday.
Michael Graca says, who is the better team, Romber or Brencho? Do you mean Romber or Ramber? The better team. I think that, if I had to say, I think that Boston Rob is a more fierce competitor out of the two pairings. I think that it's the Romber team is more top heavy. Easy. Romber. Romber team is more top heavy.
Oh.
Where Boston Rob, if you had a draft, okay, a fantasy draft, and you had the four of them, Boston Rob would be the number one pick.
Right.
But I think that Rachel would be the number two pick.
Uh-huh.
Why is that? Rachel had is the fierce competitor. She even said in the episode, the more the haters hate, the stronger they get.
Yes.
And I think that that Rachel may have some sort of superpowers. Where Brendan is good, but I think at the end of the day, Brendan is just a guy when it comes to reality shows.
There's no fire under his ass.
I think that Brendan is, an average, I don't think there's too much difference between Brendan and Jay Byers. Like, Brendan is more along the lines of, typical good-looking guy that's on a reality show.
Uh-huh.
The magic is with Rachel.
Yes.
And the magic then comes out of the dynamic between them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a Boston Rob Rachel pairing would be the all-time reality super couple.
I could see that.
But, a Boston Rob, I don't think would...
I don't think Amber would allow.
Yeah. And then Amber is just kind of like, Amber, I don't think there's much of a difference between Amber and just default, average, reality show girl.
Uh-huh.
So,
she's like one of the teachers.
Yeah, she's like one of the teachers. Like, I mean, I think there's like a bunch of, survivor women that you could say are just, similar to Amber.
She has $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, is there... if I go back to Ashley Traynor, is there a big difference between Ashley Traynor and Amber? If you're gonna put them like tail of the tape,
depends who you ask.
I don't know. I don't know. I just think that they're they're both just sort of
Although Ashley Traynor,
both very pretty women.
Ashley Traynor always cuts a rug on the dance floor at these events.
Yeah, I'm sure Amber can dance too.
She's got moves.
Okay. Following suit of Romberg, can you get Nicole a reality show? You and Nicole get a reality show.
Do we even want a reality show? Probably not.
It would be really good, but it would be very bad for this marriage. It would not be a good thing for this marriage.
No.
So, if we wanted to, just call it like just wrap it up in 5 years, like go out on top. maybe we should do a reality show. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
Push came to shove, I would do it.
Me too.
I don't know. Where's the bell's so far away. let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'll try to be on my best behavior.
Okay. Andy Baker, wouldn't Team Robody or Parv Rob be better? I mean, yeah, I guess so. If we're just trying to build a...
I think they're too strong-headed people to be...
I mean, I think if you were trying to build the all-time great, amazing race team, Boston Rob and Parvati... But I don't know if Boston Rob is the greatest amazing race player, because like I was saying earlier with Mark and Bopper, like one of the things that those guys do well is that everybody likes them. And I think you want to be very well liked by the other racers.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Boston Rob would be able to go through the amazing race without pissing the other teams off.
Right.
Like he's like always like trying to screw teams over, like he's like telling taxi drivers, I'll take these guys to...
Yeah,
you know, I'll take these guys to the really far airport, like whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like you want to have like nicer people on the Amazing Race, but if it's for a sheer reality show purposes, that might be a good team. But mm-hmm. I don't know if they would be the best. You're going to build the ultimate race machine team. We'll see. I also think that it's unfair. I don't think that male teams should be allowed on the Amazing Race.
Why is that?
I just think they have an advantage. Like we saw last week, like there's a lot of things that just involve like carrying stuff,
like the water.
Not that male always wins, but I think it's been like in 20 seasons of the Amazing Race, I think there's been one female team that's won the Amazing Race.
So
I think
Nat
it's
and Kat.
Yeah, Nat and Kat. I think it's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
I think all the teams should have to be co-ed. Although Mark and Bopper, we wouldn't have them then. So, I don't know. Two female teams. I think it's a little unfair.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are there any good... Have there been any good female teams in the Amazing Race? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we need to get rid of the female teams. Because I don't think they do very well.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do. The girls who won, they need a butch lesbian team. That's from Poopy Pants. Is that what they need?
Everybody.
Is that what they need? So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a little unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Just boxes, but some of them are hot. Okay, oh, well, yeah, I know they're hot, but they're not doing good.
They're not good racers.
Not doing good.
Yeah.
Okay, whoa, Ron Chan, breaking news. Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin are selected by Time Magazine as two of the top 100 most influential people in the world.
Wowzer.
Wowzer. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
These Time Magazine lists, it's like...
Yeah, Jeremy Lin just came into, like, the spotlight, and now he's one of the most...
And he's injured. Yeah, he's injured.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Lin is a little bit...
You call him bullshit.
I think the Lin thing is a little bit more of a illusion.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real. I mean, and the Knicks are better now than they were during Linsanity.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that maybe Carmelo needs to be one of the top 100 most influential people in the world. Mm-hmm. If you want to say top 100 most influential people in New York City, Jordan Glisha, Mark and Bopper just missed the list. Damn!
Because of his leg.
So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
They were almost right there. Did we make the list?
I would think so.
We're probably the best people not to make the list.
I bet we're number 101.
we're probably 101.
Yeah.
Probably. And that's what I drive on all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, anything else from The Amazing Race? Did we miss anything?
I think we've covered everything.
What was up with Hillary Clinton? And I don't understand how the shopping center in, where are they in, Kenya? Yeah, like I'm asking you. I don't understand how I don't know why the stores aren't named stores. Like, why, like, are the stores named after... political figures. Like, why is there, like, any other stores, like, Note Gangratch, Matt Nomney, like, why, I don't understand why the mispronounced political figures are the stores in the mall. Sarah Pelian. Barack Obama tried a chili dog in D.C., okay.
Thank you.
So I don't know. I don't really understand what was going on there. If you were on the Amazing Race, what would your nickname be? Shake and Bake?
Shake and Bake.
That's right. So that would be a good nickname.
Yeah, Team Shake and Bake.
Although Brendan and Rachel are the only team that gets known by a color.
Yeah, why are they green?
They're the green team.
They're horny?
I don't know. Do Brendan and Rachel always wear green? Is that what...
She was last night. Or
on the, at least
Sunday.
On the Amazing Race, but is that their thing? Is that their color?
I don't know.
So we'll see. Are they branded with green? Green looks good with her red hair, I'm assuming. Shouldn't they be blue and yellow for UCLA? Okay. Tyler Allen wants to know, what about Rachel's epic water-carrying meltdown? That was a little sad.
Yeah, she was bleeding.
I felt bad for Rachel. Yeah. She got blood on her leg,
yeah.
And those water things were heavy.
Yeah.
And so,
her jugs were heavy.
She had a problem with her jugs?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. And her jugs runneth over.
Yeah, the jugs were too big. They were bouncing everywhere.
They couldn't control the jugs. So luckily, they were able to get the jugs back under control.
It's hard to get the jugs back in order when they're all over the place.
Yeah, the jugs were just sloshing around and.
you have to talk to the girls.
Yeah. So luckily, they were able to get everything straightened out.
The jugs were safe.
The jugs were safe after carrying them across there. Okay? So anything from Celebrity Apprentice that we didn't get to cover the other night? I know a lot of people were, getting in on the Lisa Lampanelli versus Diana feud.
Yes.
Yeah.
People have very strong opinions about that.
Yeah. I thought that somebody... Somebody said that I said that Lisa Lampanelli was hot.
You did say that.
Address that.
You said that she was good looking.
I said Lisa Lampanelli was good looking.
I think you were trying to be politically correct.
Yeah.
Because then you went and said Diana is beautiful.
Maybe I just misspoke.
Record, you do not like Lisa Lampanelli.
I do not like Lisa Lampanelli.
She doesn't do it for you.
For her looks, okay? I don't know what the I was thinking when I said that.
Yes.
But, that was not what I was trying to...
But that is what you said.
Okay, maybe I got confused.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Get ready for an elevator ride, Rob! You're going home! Jordan goes, what would you name your puppets? Tavolina? Easy. What would you name your puppets, Nicole?
Chuckalina.
I don't know. I'll call my puppet Ding Mary Kalina. Yeah, just Ding for short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay? How about that, Nicole?
Very good.
Okay. Ron Chan wants to know, who would you like to see on Celebrity Apprentice next season? I would want to see a Saved by the Bell reunion.
On the Celebrity Apprentice?
Can we get Rachel on the Celebrity Apprentice?
I think so.
I think so, too. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I asked Rachel about that, should she go on Survivor? Yes, they should put Rachel on Survivor.
She wants to go on Survivor.
And yes, they should put Rachel on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes. Put Rachel on every show.
And let's put Tarzan on the Celebrity Apprentice. Let's just make the Celebrity Apprentice. Let's just get all the reality stars.
Mm-hmm.
And just make it the all-time greatest. Let's find it. Mix up all the cast. And then throw in like a couple of, throw Gary Busey back.
Oh, definitely.
You know, we should be consulted on the Celebrity Apprentice. Because there's no way that...
I think we are indirectly consulted because obviously they listen to the show.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, in what way?
What up, Trump?
Yeah. You're fired. But I think they should consult us as far as casting goes for Celebrity Apprentice. Because then we would tell them not to waste their time with Patrizia, not to waste their time with some of these other...
You know what? Because by having Patrizia on, you're wasting our time.
Some of these losers! What the F happened, Lou? You're a loser!
Although Wampanelli is gold.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. We would have co-signed that one.
Yes,
that was
definitely.
Well done, Mr. Trump and casting department. So that was good. So let's start to turn our attention a little bit towards Survivor for tonight.
Okay.
So, Nicole, does it look like 100% Troy Zan is going to be the one to go home?
Looks like
it looks like it, yet we've seen a lot of Troyzan in the commercials. So going back to my Mark and Bopper theory from earlier in this show, where if we see Mark and Bopper having a meltdown on the commercial, we know Mark and Bopper are
not
safe.
Going home.
If we see the commercial, like, everybody's trying to get out Troyzan. He's like, I'm not going home. So we can assume that Troyzan is safe?
I would, according to that logic, yes.
Yeah, and what do we think? Troyzan's just going to win immunity?
No.
You don't think he's going to win immunity? I would think if you were going to handicap who's going to win immunity this week, I think that Troyzan would be the favorite. You have to give him the best odds. I mean, who is the better immunity threat that's left in the game than Troyzan?
That's true.
So, I mean, I think that what's going to happen, if I had to guess, Troyzan wins immunity, tries to get something going, doesn't work out, Leaf goes home.
Not Leaf.
Blam, pow, boom.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Although Leaf isn't bringing much to the table.
How do you say that, Nicole? He's jumping off the table.
He's sleeping in the box.
Sleeping in a box, jumping off a table? What do you want? Corey Battelle wants to know, if Leaf is voted out, will Tarzan try to wear his clothes at the next tribal council? Nicole, you know, we didn't get to talk about this. What did you think of Tarzan wearing Monica's shirt?
I thought it looked good. He wore it well.
Now,
red might be his color.
We saw, that's what Tarzan says.
Yeah.
We saw a secret scene where he calls that shirt a bit of a Chinese finger trap. So we're working under the assumption that Tarzan can't get out of that shirt. Do you think that Tarzan will be wearing that shirt the rest of the season?
It's possible. I hope so.
I hope so, too. Yeah, that's really, really great. Mm. Loving Tarzan wearing women's clothes.
Sexy.
And is he doing it to be funny or...
No.
Yeah, you still love Tarzan?
Love it.
Okay. Alex wants a prediction. Troyzan buys an immunity advantage at the auction and wins the challenge. Ooh, that seems very realistic. Mm-hmm. Auction tonight, Nicole.
I love the auction.
I love the auction also. I had a lot of fun at the auction and Survivor of the Amazon.
Yeah. Although you were upset that your money burnt down.
I was upset because I had a lot of money left over from the auction. Because look, I'm not gonna waste my money and buy an overpriced,
crap.
On overpriced crap. Jeff Probst trying to charge me $200 for a brownie.
Yeah.
So I was...
Depends what's in the brownie.
Saving my money, and then it got left over. And then
yeah,
it got burnt
and then Butch burnt it down.
It got burnt in the fire. That's not good. So, interesting. Jordan Clutcher says, did you hear that Yule's Probstism on America Revealed? The sheer size of this thing is incredible!
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. That's good. Good for Yule. Mm-hmm. Getting into the subliminal, or not so subliminal, out of context, inappropriate messages.
Is he doing it so we talk about it on the podcast?
Maybe. I forgot to listen to when we check this out. By the way, the Russell Show premieres April 28th.
Oh, mark your calendar.
Saturday night, April 28th. And we'll have to go and listen for any sort of Russell, Russellisms.
Yes, well that's the night
or
of
Jeff Probstisms.
My yoga graduation party.
Sean Hance is so crazy on this. Sean Hance is very unintentional comedy scale.
I can't wait to watch it.
Is off the charts for Sean Hance on Russell's show.
I love it already.
Yeah. Somehow Russell's the straight man on that show. Kurt SW says, will Nicole be there for the Tyson cast? Please say yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm upset. I'm very upset.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just want to not talk.
I have no words.
You have no words. Well, what's going on? What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I have to work.
Yeah.
I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah, a rare Thursday work
day. It's not
day
yoga. It's
for
not.
Nicole.
I would skip yoga for Tyson Cast, but I actually have to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I originally was going to talk to Tyson next week, but then Tyson's going on a road trip.
Yeah.
So Tyson couldn't do it next week. Nicole couldn't do it this week.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. So, unfortunately, Nicole can't make it.
Yes, a podcast from the hospital.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, yeah. People are
mad,
Nicole.
I have
Nicole.
To save some lives on
people
Thursday.
People are making people mad.
Oh, yeah. Well, after this week, I'm back. I'm back, bitches.
Okay. We'll hold you to that.
Yes.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah, people are missing you.
I miss being on the podcast. I really do. It makes my week, and it's just not the same.
Kurt wants to know, where's Tyson going on a road trip? We'll have to ask Tyson. I don't know.
He should podcast from the road trip.
I don't know. We're going to get Tyson. We'll ask him all these questions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
okay.
I won't.
So you'll be back for the home stretch of Survivor?
Yes.
And be certified in yoga?
And be certified in teaching yoga.
Yeah. You going to do any yoga tricks on the podcast?
I got some good tricks.
Yeah. Okay. Andy wants to, have you found a cure for Kim's sanity?
There is no cure.
Yeah, there's no cure there's for no Kim's sanity. So I just don't see anybody that's going to be able to beat Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a worthy opponent for her.
Yes.
She is a woman among girls right now.
Tyler Allen says he's a good Nicole impression, and that he should be on the podcast. I'd like to see this impression.
Yeah, Tyler, call in.
I want to see this impression.
Call in. I want to hear the Nicole impression. Okay?
And you better have boobs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's better with boobs.
Yeah.
That's what Arsenio said. Okay? Have you found a cure for Kim's sanity? So there is no cure
There's
for
no
Kim's
cure.
Sanity. Although, Kim's sanity does not, if you're gay, Kim's sanity won't make you straight. I asked Richard Hatch about this.
Oh, okay.
And he said no. Okay, Dino wants to know, from the first four jury members, who do you think will give the finalists a hard time, and who will be the least entertaining and just say congrats? Well, here's the problem, that this jury has been, like, I haven't been watching any Ponderosa videos,
right?
But I think that the dream team of Ponderosa videos of, who was it, Jonas, Michael, Jay, and I don't know, is there four? Doesn't really scream excitement on the Ponderosa videos.
Yeah.
Okay, only three jurors so far. Okay, so maybe if we say if Leaf or Troy-Zan. I don't know. Nobody seems bitter so far.
I think Troy-Zan would be bitter.
Troy-Zan will be bitter.
Yeah.
Troy-Zan will be bitter,
yeah.
And he'll be good. But Jonas might be a little bitter.
I think he might be a little bitter.
Yeah, he was like...
He's a little pissed.
He was like, have fun. Try to cook without me, teachers. Yeah, so Jonas might be bitter.
Yeah.
So, Jay is, I'm just trying to understand what happened here, because you guys said you were going to be with me, and I trusted you, and, you know, Troy-Zan's bitter on Twitter right now. He's like,
yeah.
Angry on Twitter, so I can't only imagine how he's going to be at the Final Tribal Council. Michael's going to be like,
what happened?
Yeah. I don't know what Michael's going to have to say.
Yeah.
Michael doesn't seem that bitter. Andy Baker says, Jonas is eating. Troy and Jay are just spotting each other and watching Gladiator movies. What is this, like, Airplane?
Are they douches?
Do you like Gladiator movies, Troy? I don't know. It would be good if Jonas had some, was eating something. And say, oh, Jonas, hey, what are you eating over there?
No, I'm going to have to say it was poop.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just Bob wasn't. Nicole, did you Google Jay?
I didn't, but I will.
You have no idea what this is about,
no.
Right? That's because you don't listen to the podcast when you're not there.
I've been busy.
Okay, good. Well, let's not explain what that's about.
Is it a wiener?
No.
But I'm not Googling him.
Okay. Good. Anyway, let's not. We don't need. Nicole doesn't need to know anything.
I'm going to Google him.
Doesn't need to know anything about this.
Yeah.
So. You know, I don't think that right now the jury is not setting up to be too exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I want to see somebody step up and have some sort of opposition to Kim.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe what it's going to be is I'm starting to maybe pin my hopes on Alicia.
Yeah.
Because maybe Alicia is going to be the one who's going to wake up and smell the coffee and say, wait a minute, I'm not in this final three. And maybe Alicia, who has, some of the sass that we're looking for, she sort of put the negative Colton bad stuff behind her.
Which we didn't think she was going to recover from.
I think she's recovered from it. It's been
right.
Like three
we
or four weeks.
We didn't think she was
going to,
though.
We haven't heard any of that. She seems to have buried the hatchet with the cucaracha. So I think that Alicia is actually looking... Like, she may have a little bit of a 180, not a movie with Danielle DiLorenzo.
Thank God.
Yeah. So, maybe. I'm starting to maybe pin some hopes on her, but maybe that's what a sad state of affairs it is, that I'm looking at Alicia as the great hope.
A sad state of affairs.
Andy says, think someone might try to swing the game at Final 7, Alicia, Tarzan, Christina, Kat. Well, how many are left? There's 6 women. This is 9. I feel like there's a lot of people left in the show.
Yeah.
So, interesting. No recap episode this season. So, I wonder if we're just going to see it all play out.
Mm-hmm.
So, with 9 people left, and no Redemption Island either.
Thank God.
So, we can really keep track of, well, there's 9 people in the game, but there's 2 people that are on Redemption Island.
Or 3 people.
Oh, yeah. So, how about this? Final 7. So let's say Troyzan and Leaf are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you're down, it's Survivor Vanuatu with Tarzan as Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Chris about this in my interview, about if anybody, he doesn't see anybody pulling a Chris, and I don't either. But I do think that Tarzan won't get voted out. I think the women will turn on each other at Final 7. But I do think we may be sitting through 2 weeks of, you know, Troyzan and Leaf, or Leaf and Troyzan.
Yeah.
So I think the next 2 weeks might be a little. Let me give the 5 week forecast on Survivor. All right. So here's your 5 week forecast. Next 2 weeks looking partly cloudy. Looks like may not be the most fun Survivor the next 2 weeks. But that is going to be clearing up here around the final 7. We should have a great home stretch of Survivor. Sunny skies. It's going to be a great season finale of Survivor. Now back to you, Nicole.
You made it rain here.
Yeah.
You just spit on me.
I made it rain.
You spit on me.
Well, Brandon Bryce says, wow, Rob is super talented. Duh. When will Kim cut Chelsea and Sabrina? I don't think Kim is planning on cutting Chelsea and Sabrina loose, and I think this is a mistake.
So.
I think Kim is, this is the only thing that Kim is doing wrong these days.
Yeah.
How about that, Nicole?
I could see it.
What do you think? You like the way that Kim is laying around on the boat all day? I'm on a boat. I'm Kim. Yeah, that would be a mistake to bring Chelsea and Sabrina to the end.
Definitely.
I would bring Kat and Tarzan to the end.
Yeah, that seems like the most ideal for the win.
Or bring La Cucaracha and Tarzan to the end.
I have a feeling La Cucaracha is going to make it to the end.
I mean, Kim is going to be pulling a coach if she brings Chelsea and Sabrina to the end.
Definitely.
That's like the Albert and Sophie of bringing them to the end. And how did that work out? Yeah.
So good.
We'll see. We'll see. Jessica Frey says she has Leonardo's question.
Okay,
maybe if Jessica Frey wants to put that on the screen. Oh, Leonardo's question. Has it become a strategy to make yourself look crazy and go all the way to the end without being perceived as a threat? Yeah, I talked about this in the podcast with Steven. I think the new strategy on Survivor is to show up and be like,
You
just pretend that you're crazy.
Can you pretend the entire time? I don't think you can do it the entire time.
You just pretend that you're crazy. You like go up to people and like,
it's gotta be exhausting.
Just get in their face like, I don't like you. I don't like you. You're stupid.
Yeah. Like, you just hurt my feelings.
Yeah. And then that's how you know.
The game is afoot.
The game is afoot. You just are like, did I ever tell you? You just make up stories and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, did I ever tell you about the time that I had a second penis amputated?
And I have it in a jar. You want to see it?
Yeah, you want to see it? I've got it back home. You know, you just say crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Be crazy. And people are like, oh, man, this guy's crazy. What happened to that? He's crazy. And then you get the most airtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back on All Stars.
You better get that second penis in a jar to show everybody.
And then at the finale, you say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this has all been one gigantic charade. This whole
season. And no one believes you.
Nobody's ever done that before.
I don't think people would buy it.
The closest anybody has done that, it was Philip.
Uh-huh.
But at the final,
and no one's buying it.
Yeah, but no, people. I believe it. I mean, mm-hmm. Philip seems like a normal.
I don't think the jury was buying it.
No, but Philip at the final tribal council didn't stand up and say, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
I'm crazy."
Yeah, he did. I was pretending to be crazy when I said Francesqua and with Boston Rob, and he didn't. Maybe he made that point, and we didn't see it on the show. But, I mean, he didn't do a good enough job because he only got Ralph's vote.
Yeah.
and actually, I think Ralph voted for File.
We don't know who that is.
So, I mean, yeah. So basically, do what Philip did, but then, you know, tie up the jury stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it. That's the best strategy in the history of Survivor.
I hope someone does it.
That's why, if I ever go back on Survivor, that's what I'm going to do.
No, you just gave it away.
Yeah, nobody watches this.
Yeah, that's true. No one watches
it. I don't, at least I don't think the former Survivors watch this. Mm-hmm. You guys are great.
Yeah.
You guys watch this.
Yeah.
But for the former Survivors, I think they're bored at this point. If we're an hour into it and I'm not talking
about
them.
Well, I don't think
them.
You have to worry about just former Survivors. You have to... You know,
the current Survivors are watching?
Or
I don't see them in the chat room.
That may come on the show. They know that that you're not crazy. Or are you?
Or am I? Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't think anybody's going to be that... If somebody says Rob is crazy, like it's going to be pretty tough to put up an argument that I'm not crazy.
He does have a podcast.
He's crazy. He makes like 8 podcasts a week. What is he doing?
Yeah.
He's crazy. Coach Stealth Sex says... would the strategy of pretending to be mute work on Survivor? It'd be tough to do to not talk for 39 days. I mean, most people that go on Survivor are extroverts and can't help but talk all the time.
Yes.
So
their
I think
favorite word is I.
It would be tough to pretend to be mute on Survivor. Yeah, it would not be great. And
well, Rick kind of did it.
Yeah, Alex says in the chat room, Rick was final 5. Yeah, okay. All right, so Jessica's doing a great job producing the show as usual. Amy Hayes is doing a great job of she's writing a recap of the show.
Oh, of the show?
Yeah, be sure to write how extra handsome I am in the recap.
Oh, I would have worn a nicer shirt.
Why?
I want that in the recap.
You want that in the recap? Yeah, make sure write a bunch of other stuff about how you know Rob was especially hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Amy says, will do. So, yeah, I don't think the strategy of pretending to be mute will work. So, we'll see.
Oh, these earphones are cutting into my ears.
Oh, no. You should pretend to be mute. Try that. You should try that strategy sometime. Well, not right now. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's go rapid fire question time.
Okay.
Let's knock a few of these out and then go on with our Wednesday and then
yes.
Survivor Tonight.
Survivor.
Tyson tomorrow.
Martini talk to, later.
Talk to, are you really? It's going to be that kind of night? And then maybe we'll watch this again.
Yeah.
Bunny Lebowski says, can Nicole host a Nikelpa cast? I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I would love to ask questions about yoga and the effects of drinking on working out. And Nicole, I woke up yesterday morning to some news.
Uh-huh.
I opened my eyes yesterday morning, and the first thing you said to me was, do you remember?
No.
Joey Fitness is going to do a podcast with me.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for you to wake up so I could tell you.
Yes. So I woke up.
I was actually going like this to your head trying to wake you up.
I'm the first person besides Danny to ever wake up with Joey Fitness news. Yes.
Yes.
So.
Yes, yes. He tweeted me.
So. Nicole, I have said that for a while that you should do a podcast or at least a spreecast on on Nicole has a website.
Uh-huh.
So what are you waiting
for? I don't
know.
Would people want to see that?
Buddy Lebowski would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And what should it be about? Yoga? Did you know that there was actually an article that just came out that people who, or women who work out a lot, drink a lot?
That makes sense. I could see that.
Yeah.
So, Nick Healthcast, I think that's a little bit of a reach.
Yeah. That's right, Jessica Frey. Follow at PrettyFitChick on Twitter.
Okay. So there's Nicole's alter ego on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm less crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan Kalish wants to know, Nicole, have you ever done Zumba?
I have not, only because my mother does it.
Whoa. Yeah, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out for that.
I am a certified Piloxing instructor, though.
Yeah. Okay, Jordan Klitsch was, have you heard how Phillips Forest Tribal Council went?
Oh, did you hear?
I didn't hear. I actually didn't get to talk too much to Philip at the reality rally.
Was he busy?
He was very, very busy.
I mean, he was a chatterbox.
Much like Richard Hatch, he's very gregarious at these things. You know, he's always with holding court, has like a bunch of people around him. So I didn't get to talk to Philip too much doing all this stuff. So I don't know. I think that Philip did take somebody into the woods. And then have a tribal council with them.
Uh-huh.
And if we talk to Philip on the podcast soon,
I hope it was supervised.
Yeah, just checking. You guys want another Philip cast this season? Do you want a specialist cast before the end of the season?
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, yes or no? Yes, yes, sure, obviously.
Obviously,
yes. Okay. Overwhelming. I see only two no's so far. Okay. We'll see. Fuck it. Okay.
No, there's a no.
I think it's Coach Stealth Sex is the only one that just keeps saying no over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Andre Costa says, you know what? That's not... you know, I have a policy. I don't like to talk about the Survivor seasons
before
they happen. No, I know spoilers. It's not really a spoiler.
We don't know what's for sure.
I mean, the truth is, CBS doesn't like us to talk about it. CBS helps us out a lot with the show.
We like CBS.
They get us the returning, the people when they get kicked off the show every week. So, if you want to find out more about that, that's online, but I'm going to reserve talking about it.
But and we don't really know.
We are
anything.
Going to have months and months and months to talk about Survivor 25. Yes. So I'm going to keep talking about Survivor 24.
Yeah, that's what we're going to focus on.
Yeah. Teresa Worth wants to know, how about a drunk cast?
Check the archive.
We've never really gotten drunk. I don't know. I think that come June, I think that's really our experimental month. That's really our month where we're going to take stuff and throw it at the wall and see what happens.
Maybe we'll call it a party cast.
Party cast. Yeah. Maybe we could do some party cast. We'll definitely do a love cast in June.
We do have a party cast that we're talking about.
We do?
Someone coming over to the house.
I wouldn't really call that a party. That's not going to be live. But yeah, we're working on a couple of in-studio guests for Robin's podcast. Easy Parasocial Dude. Easy. So we're working on some stuff.
Yes.
But also coming in June is...
Lovecast plus Drunkcast equals Dingcast.
Whoa. But coming in June also, I think it's official, we're going to do the... I don't know if it's going to be a top 20... But much like last summer, we did the top 20 Big Brother or top 20 Survivor contestants of all time listener poll. We will be doing the Big Brother all time top players poll.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we'll do that. I don't know if it's going to be top 20, but maybe top 10, top 15. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see. And John, how are you doing on time? You got to go.
No, I'm alright.
Okay. John Snowden says, "What sort of ailment should one have in order to have Nicole as a nurse?" You should be born about 2 months early.
Yeah.
I think that would be the best case scenario.
You need to be
scenario.
Very small.
Yes. So I think that's really, you should weigh about five pounds.
5 pounds. That's a big one.
That's a big one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll see.
If people didn't know what I do, they probably think that's really dirty.
All right. Easy. Easy. Easy, everybody. Just... You like that one? So, all right, two or three more, and then we should go.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Tyler wants to know, Rob, will you be on my reality show? Will you be my reality show, Mr. Miyagi, for getting me cast?
Ah. Wax on, wax off.
Well, it's funny. I talked about this with Dan Giesling in our last conversation. And if you haven't listened, if you want to get on a reality show and you haven't listened to my conversation with Dan Giesling about how to get on a reality show, stop what you're doing right now and go listen to it. Also,
maybe wait to the end of this.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Oh, we're almost done.
Yeah.
Also, Dan has written a book about this. I have a link up in the sidebar for the book.
We should write a book.
I'm writing a book, Nicole. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah, it's...
What's it about?
Can't talk about it. So if you want to check out Dan's book, that's the way to go. I mean, if you have a question here or there, I don't know if I can't have you be a Mr. Miyagi. I can't be a Mr. Miyagi to you. I can't have you here doing crazy antics in my apartment. That's really, you're really, like, taking out the garbage. And, like, I'm...
Although we could use somebody to do those.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But, I'll be a virtual resource.
Okay.
But check out Dan's book. You can read it on the iPad. It's good. I have a copy of it. And the link is in the sidebar on Rob's website.
Oh, I hope you get cast after reading it.
Yes. Matthew, are you going to be able to get Eliza on for a podcast in the near future?
She's a busy lady.
Eliza
she's a mover and shaker.
Eliza is very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, going to... Yankee games, and she's getting ready to go on a bike race.
Yeah.
And she has a real job. I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. We did a podcast with Eliza back on...
one of the originals.
In Heroes versus Villains.
Yes, and if you could listen to Nicole as a girl cast for Eliza as well.
That's true.
It was a good one.
Yeah. Okay, and let's see. Just Bob wants to know, Rob, are you excited that Eli Manning is hosting SNL?
No.
I could not be less excited for Eli Manning hosting SNL. Although I have no animosity towards Eli Manning. I think Eli Manning is actually a really good football player. I think Eli Manning is actually a really nice guy. He never says anything inflammatory. I never really
hear him say anything.
I think there's a few jerks that are on the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't think that Eli Manning is one of them. Eli Manning is a very classy guy. His brother, Peyton Manning, had a really funny stint hosting SNL.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of funny athletes that host SNL.
But Peyton Manning does really good commercials, and Eli's commercials are not really that great.
I love Peyton's commercials. They're funny.
He's good.
Yeah.
So Eli Manning, I think it will be okay. As Rich Hackenberg, we did our SNL review podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the last two shows. What he said about the good thing about athletes hosting SNL is that you tend to get more out of the other cast.
Well, that makes sense.
A lot of the heavy lifting, so sometimes it can be really funny.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's see. One last question, then we're going to go.
Make it good.
One last one. Okay? And we'll see. I bet Tim Tebow would be really funny.
Ooh, Tupac hologram cast. Did
you
see that?
Oh, okay. Well, Nicole, I did see that.
It was amazing.
Were you excited about the Tupac hologram?
I was so excited. It brought me back to when I wanted my Thug Life tattoo on my arm.
And will there be a Biggie hologram soon?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. And you don't
because it was Dre and Snoop.
Yeah, okay, so they're the ones who did it, so you don't think, like, Diddy is going to get the Biggie?
Oh, he's got to get his paws on everything.
He's not going to get the Biggie hologram?
It's going to be a Biggie hologram in gold.
Oh, well, now, do you think that the Biggie hologram will be more expensive to create than the Tupac hologram?
It will be bigger.
It will be bigger.
Yes.
And do you think there will be a rivalry between the Biggie hologram and the Tupac hologram?
Someone's going to get shot.
I don't know. Who got killed first, Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac
first.
Mm-hmm.
And then Biggie got killed. That was revenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we don't really know for sure.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So we can expect the Biggie hologram 6 months later.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is this count? Does a hologram count for life after death?
I think so.
Okay. And Michael Brown, last one. When are they going to turn the reward challenges into drinking games? It would make for fantastic television. That would actually be really good. I think legally, I don't think they could do it.
Yeah.
But that would be a really great. It was just like they just like lay like 10 shots out on the table. It's like, all right, first, individual immunity goes to the first person.
What if they just play beer pong?
That would be boring. Maybe they should do that for the next time they have a self-hosted challenge.
Yeah.
Make it like beer pong, and then at least then they get drunk after.
Cups?
Flip Cups, yeah, you ever play that?
Yeah, I never played that.
You didn't go away to college?
No.
Yeah.
I did cake stand.
Yeah. And you know what you need to play Flip Cup?
A cup.
Red Solo Cup. if I had to play one of them, I would play Flip Cup before I played
beer pong.
I feel
like that's more exciting.
More exciting and more sanitary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to play... I don't want the disgusting... a ping pong ball in my drink.
Yeah, it drops on the floor.
Oh yeah, just dip it in the water.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, that's great. That's basically
drop it in the dirty water.
Yeah, that's basically the drinking equivalent of oh no, it's dirt. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, the microbes in the beer, the alcohol just kills everything.
Yeah.
That's good. Let's play.
No, I'm gonna have to say it was poop.
I'm gonna
that's
have to agree.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. All right, Nicole, that's gonna do it for this edition of Robin's Web Show. Thank you. Thank you guys for all. Actually, let me ask you one question before we go on the call.
What?
Do you want to talk to Call Me Crazy?
Is he here?
I see him lit up in the chat room. I think he's ready to go. What do you think?
We could do a quick one.
All right.
The chat room is
all right.
Crazy.
The chat room says yes. Let's see if we can get Call Me Crazy ready to go. Let's see. Call Me Crazy. Are you ready? Let's see if he's ready to go out of the gate. I don't know if his camera is warm. Let's see. Call Me Crazy. Are you there? Going once. Oh no.
Oh no. Okay.
Okay. So
maybe next time.
Hopefully, Call Me Crazy is okay.
I hope so.
Hope so.
He's our son.
Yeah, he's our son. I don't know. He's not fighting with Frank Clark. He has a lot to say.
Yeah.
They are good rivals because they both have the same commenting style. Call me crazy.
Yes.
And Frank Clark.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then tomorrow, you know what it is. It's going to be the next person kicked off of Survivor.
Uh-huh.
Plus, we are going to have Tyson Cast 4. That's right.
Makes me sad.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know, could I get Jim Rice for 420?
You should.
I should. But I don't know. I just don't know if we're going to have time for that. 420 yeah. happened to be on the wrong day of the week for that.
What day is it?
Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, which is really like, the Tyson cast is going to drop. Maybe we'll ask Tyson what he's doing for 420. Okay? And so then they'll take us into the weekend. I'll get some – maybe – oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to Russell Hance in the next couple days. And then probably have – we'll do Celebrity Apprentice on Monday night. I'm going to talk to Mario.
Monday night.
Or I'm going to do it Sunday night. I'll be up on Monday. Mario Lanza for the Celebrity Apprentice. And then on Tuesday, I will post my interview with this man. He's going to – don't flip out. It's Russell Hance, and he's got a jackhammer.
And he's going to flip you off.
Yeah, so all good stuff and getting ready for another week of Rob Has a Web Show next Wednesday, okay?
Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat. Yeah, filling up your iPod with junk.
In the trunk.
Since 2010, Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nicole, you have anything else?
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us until the end, and we'll be back again with you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.